Good morning. I've been preaching on 1 John, and today we are into 1 John chapter 3. Let's begin with a prayer. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, there's so much happening in Hong Kong. You give us this wonderful chapter to remind us, Lord, how to love and to be able to be grounded in your love. And Lord, pray, Lord, that you continue to abide with us in our church, in our office, in our home. There are differences of opinion, Lord, but it's only love that binds us together. Lord, we just pray, Lord, you help us learn this important lesson in Hong Kong today. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. In Chicago a few years ago, a little boy attended a Sunday school. And after his parents, they decided to move to another part of the city. The little boy still attended the same Sunday school. He walked every day back to his old church. A very long and tiresome walk each day the other way, which is a little bit far from his new home. So after he came back to the old church, his friend asked him, "Why do you want to travel so far? Aren't there plenty of churches just as good near your new home?" And the little boy said, "They may be as good for others, but not for me." So the friend asked, "Why not? Why is it not good for you?" And he said, "Because," referring to the old church, "they love a fella over there." Okay? Because they love a fella over there. Okay? It is love that kept the boy continue to go back to the old church. Okay? So today we're going to talk about the topic of love, the power of love. Okay? And in Hong Kong today, we really need the lesson of love, okay? Now, love, what is... love is not easy to obtain. Actually, we talk about love so much, but it's really hard to be able to practice it. So love is not without obstacles. And love is not without opposition. And love is not... does not come easy. There are many objections to love, okay? Especially in Hong Kong today. Politically, we are uncertain. Emotionally, people are afraid. Relationships are not as good as they were before. Now, in 1 John 3, it's a very, very beautiful passage. It talks about the battle between God and the devil. Okay? It talks about struggle between the children of God and the children of the devil. And it talks about two greatest forces in the world today. What are two greatest forces? One is love, the other is what? Hate. Okay. So we're going to talk about love and hate. Now, why are love and hate the two greatest forces in the world? And what will win out, love or hate? We know the answer is love. Okay. Hate will never win out. And with what weapons? Okay. Today we're going to talk about how we can love with the love of God in Hong Kong today. Now, the first thing we take up, we go to look at verses 1 through 6. One I want to preach from this passage, the first point, we already read verses 1 and 2. We're going to read verses 3 to 6. The first point I want to make that now you are a new man. You can love because you are a new person. Okay, let's read verses 3 onwards. 1, 2, 3. All who have this hope himself. As he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in this, no one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who conceals his sin. Now, the first thing, verses 1 to 2, the verse 1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we shall be called the children of God, and that is what we are. Okay. Now, let me ask you, how does a foreigner, one who is not born in Hong Kong, become a Hong Kong resident? Do you know? 7 years, okay. You can work in 7 years as a professional. You can also what? Invest, okay. Or the third option is what? Okay, study, okay. Yeah. Now, Pastor Yap was not born in Hong Kong. Where am I born?
Malaysia.
Malaysia. Okay. So I came to Hong Kong on what I call none of the above. Okay. I came in Hong Kong as a dependent visa. In Chinese, it's 受用人, which is a bad term. Dependent visa, which means my wife is a Hong Kong resident, okay? And I have to prove we have a genuine relationship and no criminal record, and my sponsor, my spouse, can support me financially, okay? However, I'm not prohibited from getting a job. I can get a job here. So I often joke with my wife, who passed away 3 years ago because of breast cancer. Okay, I often joke with my wife, you got to support me because I'm your dependent. Okay, and she always say, you wish. Okay, so I got to look for a job. So I had to go to the immigration tower, apply 4 to 6 weeks to get a visa. And also after 2 years, I got to renew it. And after another 3 years, I got to renew it again. But there was a lot of worry because my wife got sick, got cancer, which was in 2011, okay? And so I came in 2008, and by the time 5 to 6 years, she was already in a wheelchair. So it was very troublesome to think of how to wheel her to the immigration watch tower. But my wife always wanted me to get the resident card, so it was really hard. And then a friend said, no, you don't need to go. Okay, all you need to go is go online, but if you cut the photo a few times, get the online application. And finally, a few years ago, okay, 3 years ago, I got my Hong Kong resident. Now, why is this important? Okay, just as here in verse 1, we have a change of status. Okay, what is the change of status? From now on, we are no longer children of the devil. Who are we? Children of God. Okay? You love because God, because your love is from God. Your love is in God. Okay? And your love is in the God's strength, not in yours. Before, you cannot do it. Okay? Some people, you really cannot like them. Okay? But because you are children of God, you can depend on Him. Okay? Because of what God has done for you, you can do it for others. If somebody has not loved you, it's very, very hard for you to love others. And this word, see what great love that God has given to you. You see it, verse 1? See what great love. And this word is very hard to understand in Greek. What in Greek is called, it's like potato. It's called potapos, okay? Potapos is almost like potato. What great love, this what is very hard to describe it. And in if you're in church long time, you have heard this song, Amazing, Amazing Love, How Can It Be? That my God has died for me. How can it be? This what in Greek is called, how can it be? See how can it be, this great love the Lord has given us, that we should be called the children of God. Okay, and this is the word. Okay, it's very, very juicy, this word. Okay, pote is how long, po is where. So it's very hard to explain to you this word. Where in the world can you get this kind of love? How can anyone get this kind of love? That's what John is saying. See, potapos. What great, huh? Potapos, the love of God. How great the love of God is. He cannot say it. And this word comes before in other texts. Okay, can see where it is. When the disciples in the crossing the seas and the winds died, the disciples said the same thing. What kind of a man? What manner of man is this Jesus? Then calm the winds. Potapos, this Jesus. Okay, and then when the disciples saw Jerusalem, they say potapos, such a great temple. Okay. And then Mary, when God told her that she's going to be pregnant with Jesus, said she was troubled at what potapos the angel meant. How great the message is. Okay, that's what it means. This love, John says, is inexpressible. Okay, it's inexhaustible, and is you cannot explain what it is, but you become the child of God because of God's great love. Okay, and so you see in verse 1, there's a heinous subjunctive. Heinous subjunctive in Greek, go back to verse 1, is what we call the grand purpose. The grand purpose of God is it that we should be called the children of God. God wants us to be his children, for us to share in this great love. We cannot do it by ourselves, but now you are called the children of God. You're no longer children of the devil. Okay, you are sons of God. What does it mean? You're not only his creation, okay? You are his child. Creation, including animals, are creation. You're not slave anymore to sin, but you are his son. You're not merely a human, but now you're heir. Okay, you inherit everything God has, including his attributes. Now, but what is the hindrance to this children of God, and what did God do for us? The hindrance is always S-I-N. What is that? Sin. Okay. But what did God do for us is that because of his love, he took away our sin. Because God took away our sin, we can love. Okay. And here it tells us that we can be able to love because God more than, he just removed our sin. This take away is translated in the Bible as remove, take up, and is bear up. You cannot do it by yourself. That's why you're given this great name. You are a new person. Not what you can do, but God in Christ has done it for you. But in the meantime, we know that love is not a finished article. You are not a finished article. Okay? So what do we do? Here it says that we are not as it is. We have to what? We'll purify ourselves. One day we'll be perfect in love. Okay? Now we love maybe 50%, maybe less, some people. Sometimes on our best day, can go up to 70%, right? But we'll see him as it is, then it'll be perfect. Okay. We'll wait for that day. But in the meantime, the future tense is that we'll wait for, we'll see him as he is, right? But the present is that we need to purify ourselves. It's not that you have to do nothing, okay? You don't earn it, but you still have to have some effort. You get what I mean? Okay, so you have to do, you have to continue to do it. My wife has this, can I look at the next PowerPoint? My wife has this Bible verse in her wallet, okay, before she passed away. Okay, and Psalm 17, 15, she put it in her wallet all the time, reminding her that even though she had cancer for 5 or 6 years, her body is racked with pain, but she always put this Bible verse in her wallet that I found. Let's read together. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I will awake with thy likeness. One day we'll wake up and we can see God in all his glory, and we be his children in all our glory too. So we wait for that day. But in the meantime, you are a new person. You're a new man because you're now the child of God. Because of that, verse 7 to verse 12, you have a new master. Okay, let's read verses 7 to 12. 1, 2, 3. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does right in righteousness, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sitting from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue sin, because God's seed remains in him. They cannot go on sinning, because they've been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is righteous is not God's child, nor is anyone who does love their brother and sister. For this message you heard from the beginning, we should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his actions were evil and his righteous brother. This story of another boy, and he was always severely warned by his dad not to go swimming again and again because he disobeyed. And one day he came back home all wet, and his dad was mad at him. He said, why? Why have you disobeyed me despite my warning not to go swimming with your clothes? Okay. And he said, well, Dad, I was tempted by the devil. I will not do this again. And his father said, good, okay. But next time the devil tempts you, you should say like Peter, okay. Get you behind me, Satan. Get behind me, okay. And so the boy, the next day, again, he went swimming and his clothes were all wet again. And when he got home, his dad was very disappointed in him and asked him, why did you disobey me, son? I already warned you. And the boy said, when the devil came to tempt me, I said, no, get you behind me, you devil. Then he went behind me and pushed me into the water. Now, you are under new master. The devil will always want to tempt you. Will always push you into jobs that you do not want to take. Okay? Temperament you do not think you have. Okay? He will always make it very, very rough on you. The battle between you now as the child of God versus the devil is real. It's radical. It's relentless. Worse than ever in Hong Kong. Okay, the battle between you as a child of God versus the devil is from morning to night. It's days and years. The moment you are born, okay, and the moment in your morning you open your eyes, every day your mind is active, the devil wants to tempt you, right? And that's what it says here. Okay, the devil will continue to tempt you. Now, let's take a look at this is how the text is written. And you can see how intense. From verse 8, the one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. You are under a new master. The old master is the devil. And the text is written this way to let you see how intense the battle is. Okay? Verse 7, the one who does what is right. Verse 8, the one who does what is sinful. Verse 8, the Son of God. Verse 8, the devil. The children of God, the children of the devil. You're not God's child versus you are brothers and sisters. One who does not love their brother and sister. And verse 11, you love one another. Verse 12, his brother. Verse 12, evil one. Verse 12, righteous. And verse 12, evil. Okay. So it tells you, the way it's written tells you that this battle will be ongoing. Okay, it will be fiercer as the day goes by. Okay, and so what does the devil do? Verse 2 is the imperative, the what we call the command from the Bible. Verse 7, dear children, do not let anyone, what's the imperative, lead you astray. Okay, there's one command. In Greek, it already is a command. Lead you astray, in other verses in the Bible, can mean what? Error, deceive you, get you out of the way, and make you wander away from God, and seduce you. So that's what the devil does. Okay, and the peak use of this verb, okay, is found from Matthew, when Jesus Christ talks about the last days, the next one, okay. And Jesus said, Matthew, in chapter 24, verses 4 to 5, next PowerPoint, please. It shows that, take heed that no one deceives you. This is called, talk about the last days. Verse 5, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and they will deceive many. And verse 11, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Verse 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. In so much as possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And this is the word deceive comes from Jesus when he talks about the last days. It will get worse and worse. Okay, there will be a lot of fake news in the future, by the way. Okay, worse than ever before. And so the Bible continues to tell us that there are many false Christs, there are many false prophets, there will be evil men, there will be seducers, there will be devil, there will be Satan, and they will and they will feed you with falsehood, fabrication, and also a lot of, like I say, fake news. Okay, and what is the devil's weapon again? S-I-N. Okay, sin and evil. That's his characteristics. Okay, because it's sinful and it's evil, so it feeds you with all these things. And the works of the devil, verses 8 and 12, is always in the plural. There'll be many, many more temptations. The devil never stop trying to trick us, trying to trouble us, and as we know, terrorize a lot of people. But praise the Lord, verses 8 and 9 is that Jesus Christ is manifested so that he will be able to help us in our trouble. Okay, verses 8 and 9, it says this. So the devil always does his best. What's he going to do? He said, now in Hong Kong, it's so bad, God has deserted you. Okay? You are damaged goods. Okay? Love is defeated. But in Christ, we say, no, we are distinguished as the children of God. Okay? God has delivered us, and God will continue to give us strength to defend ourselves. So we are under a new master. Don't fall into the devil's tricks. Okay? You fall into the devil's tricks, as sometimes this past 2 months, I've been defeated saying, oh, this really, Hong Kong is so bad. But in Christ, we can always focus on Christ and say that God, in God, we can defend ourselves because we've been delivered. And God has given us distinguished name, the children of God. So we should not fear the devil, because the devil will always be at work. Okay? So you got a new master. You're not under the slavery of the devil. You are not slaves, but you are sons of God. So you, because of Christ is our master, we have hope. And now because of this, we have a new mandate. Okay, we have a new mandate. What are we to do? What weapons do we use? Okay, let's read verses 13 to 16. Okay, you got a new mandate. You got a new ministry. Verse 13, 1, 2, 3. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know what? No murderer has eternal life within him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life, and we ought to lay down our lives. You see the word, verse 13, what does the word devil use? What's the verb the devil use? Hate. Okay? And what are we supposed to use? Love. Okay. The devil is an expert in hate. You hate anybody in Hong Kong lately? Yeah, of course you do. Huh? Everybody hates somebody in Hong Kong lately, right? But we are not to hate. I have this wonderful story about a property tycoon. You know, his name is Thomas Kwok. Where does he work for? Sun Hung Kai, Sun Hung Kai property, what the biggest, or not second biggest, okay, I don't know which is. And he just finished a 5-year sentence for bribery because he used to bribe the second person in charge in Hong Kong. And of the three brothers, he was the only brother who was sentenced to jail. He was a Christian. Okay? And he took his sentence. I don't know how to defend or exonerate him, okay? But this is what he said after he was released, not too long ago. You see, my feeling is very special today. I feel very excited. I really couldn't sleep yesterday. I would like to thank God for going through the past 40 months in prison with me. It has been tough. Sometimes I was frustrated. I was anxious. I feel guilty. In different situations, God is always here to support me. In these 4 years, I had all sorts of emotions. Sometimes I was worried. Other times I was regretful and upset. I miss my family. I asked myself why I ended up like this. There are a lot of emotions I had to overcome. It wasn't easy, but I had no hatred. Don't do wrong things. I regret it so much I'm going to jail. Don't make impromptu moves. The best line, I have no hatred. You've been in jail for 4 years, and it's 40 months, and I have no hatred. Someone once said the greatest tool of the enemy of Satan is discouragement. I used to think so, until Hong Kong lately. I beg to differ. The greatest tool of the enemy is not discouragement. It's what? Hatred. You can see in Hong Kong today. Now, the imperative from verse 13 onwards is very wonderful. Let's read with me again the verse. Ready? Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. There's an imperative here, which is surprise. Okay? And this verb is sometimes transcribed or translated as marvel. Okay? Do not wonder. Do not be surprised. Now, let me ask you this question. Is hatred strong? Are you surprised by hatred? Or are you surprised by your reaction to hatred? What is verse 13 talking about? Your reaction. Hatred is always there. When you have the devil, you have hatred. And that's why here the important verb is do not be surprised. Are you surprised by protesters? Are you surprised by police? Are you surprised by politicians? They are who they are. But you, as a child of God, do not be caught unaware. We hold our stand, right? Don't be discouraged. Don't be defeated just because the world around you acts the way you are. So do not be surprised. In fact, we children of God should make a difference, right? We should not throw our hands up, throw in the towel, and say, I give up. We always should be aware. The devil is always working. So we always have to hold our stand. Why are we defeated? It's because we are surprised. We're surprised there's so much hate in the world. We're surprised there's so much hostility. Okay. But John tells us it is our reaction that's more important than the hate. The hate is always there. Do not be surprised. Don't be resigned in your heart that there's so much trouble, I cannot handle it. Don't retaliate to hatred. Okay? Hatred will become stronger when you give up. Isn't that true? Verse 8, hatred is from the devil. Okay. Experts say hatred is a combination of anger, resentment, and disgust. Do you have that anger in you? Of course you did. But Christ gave us what? The powerful weapon. And the most powerful weapon in the world is not hate, okay, but it's love. Okay, what does hate do? Okay, let's see the next PowerPoint. We all say that anger will result in anger, right? Anger will lead to next PowerPoint. Argument, next PowerPoint. Anger will continue to lead us to aggression. Hatred will always beget hatred. Hatred will beget hostility, and hatred will end in harm. And what does violence do? Violence will make us violate people more. And violence will end with what? Vengeance. So it's Hong Kong is very bad. People just want to get even, right? But the antidote to hate, there's only one way. is to love and have compassion. Martin Luther once said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Okay. And so we are supposed to love. Okay. Let's take a look at the next PowerPoint, please. This one, I get my mind all racked up. So angry because of hate in the world today. So I tell you the difference between hate and love. Hate, the source is from Satan. Okay. Love, the source is from God. Okay. Hate, you will walk in darkness. And love, you will walk in the light. Okay. Hate, the focus is on self. Love, the focus is on others. Okay. And hate ends in fear, comes because of fear, but with faith we can handle hate. Hate is destructive, but love will always want to build up another person. Okay. Hate wants to harm people, but love will always want to heal the society. Hate, you're always grounded, you go nowhere. Okay, but love is growing. Love is organic. Okay? And hate is a feeling. But in the Bible, love is not a feeling. It's what? A virtue. It's a mindset. It's an attitude. That's why love will always win. I don't have to be related to you. But it's in my virtue to do that. It's in your character. And hate will always make you what? Bitter. You live a very bitter life. But love, you always feel that you are blessed because you are a child of God. You can do that. And hateful people are always cold. But in the end, whatever touch you, no matter what physical danger you have, your love will always teach you that you always have to be caring for people. That's why love is so powerful. Hate is a short-term thing. It will, in the end, it will destroy you. But love is long-term. Okay? It will develop you into the person God made you to be. Okay? So what is love? There are seven virtues of love. Okay? And this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Okay? It does not do evil. Love is pure. Okay? Love is patient with people. Love is positive. You don't want to harm other people. Okay. Love is practical. Okay, you'll be able to help a person in need. You're supposed to spend time. Okay, and sometimes you also have to spend money on them. Love is peaceable. You always feel a peace in your heart. Right now, Hong Kong, you don't feel peace because the love element is being press to zero button. You cannot release it. But we have a duty to release our love for people. Love for protesters, love for people. Police, we always do that. Love does not give up. It's persistent. It's permanent. Hate cannot go to heaven, right? Only love will be allowed in. It's permanent. And finally, love is pardoning. It's always forgive. It heals, right? In Hong Kong, that's what we need. You need to pardon people, and you need to pardon yourself too. We can go wrong, but we can always try again. And this is what the virtues of love. So the Bible teaches that the devil will always be there, okay? But God will be around to help us. And we are not children of the devil, okay? Some people are children of the devil in the moment they anger eats over them, but we are children of God. We can continue to show love to people, and hate will always destroy a person, but you always want to develop you want to develop the people around you, no matter what they've done or no matter what they say. Okay, love will always be around. Okay, don't let people press you in the way to show hatred. Okay, sometimes the hatred, hate will come out. Okay, you will knock it down with love. Okay, what can you do in Hong Kong today? This is my last application, the last PowerPoint. Okay, because of, let us, number one, diffuse anger. When people are very angry around us, what are we to do? You see all this PowerPoint? Keep calm, man. Keep calm, man. What? Pray? Keep calm and talk to them, or what? Keep calm. Diffuse anger. Number two, decrease conflicts. Don't make it any worse. If people shoot a PowerPoint at you, or for the other side, you don't shoot a PowerPoint and say the other side's story. Okay? You just press a lot of prayer hands. That will help to decrease conflicts. Get what I mean? What else can we do? Dispel rumors. My sister from USA was sending me, China is coming with their tanks. I said, no. All these rumors, okay? Dispel rumors, okay? We don't want to be negative all the time. Number four, gotta deepen relationships. Maybe our relationships are not deep enough. Maybe there's something wrong in the relationship of a parent and a child, or a sibling with another, or a good friend of yours. Maybe there's something wrong in that relationship that you guys cannot talk anymore. What is wrong? Okay. We always say we decry violence. We don't want any side to be violent. We say we disapprove of it. You know, we don't want to be involved. But we also what? We desire peace. We want, as God's children, for people to be at peace with another. And finally, we always hear this big word, denounce which side? Protester side or police side? No, we denounce Satan's side, okay? Because the Satan is at work over time. It wants to tear at you at the fabric of society, make you guys hate each other. In a church, in a fellowship, where you work, people will always take sides. Hey, even we co-workers take sides. Even we have to vote. Sometimes we have to vote what we to think. But love will keep us together. Okay. But you allow Satan to play his trick on us, we will always be suspicious. We will always, oh, by the way, there's so many curse words I learned lately. So many bad words, okay? Oh, my goodness. And now they do in English letters, so it's very hard to forget, okay, for me. But anyway, we always have to pray for each other, right? Do you want to be a peacemaker? Do you want to be a peacekeeper? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just pray for each one of us, Lord. We know that our love sometimes is very conditional. And when there's trouble, we fall back to our old ways. Lord, help me to learn how to be able to help young people, to also help the adults among us, Lord. And their relationship, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you help them to be able to forgive, Lord, and to be able to just say some words to them. How are you today? How can I pray for you? I'm sorry. Help me, son. Help me, daughter. Help me, parent. How am I going to be able to tell you how I feel? Lord, these are all things we need to learn today. Lord, I pray for all our brothers and sisters here. Lord, we have not learned fast enough to keep up with the devil's tricks, Lord. But now we know, Lord, because, Lord, you said that now, because you have saved us to be the children of God, and you give us the greatest power that the Satan, in all his tricks of hate, cannot outlast, which is love. Help us as a church to learn how to love. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.